Promise you, I'll have you out before supper. Opening your Bibles for just a moment. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. I will give you an introduction to a message that excites me. I've been impacted by the truth during the study of this message in a way that it's really got down inside of my spirit. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus. Ephesus was a very large city. There was a lot of stuff going on in Ephesus. The worship of idols, of false gods, was rampant. The worship of Diana, also known as Isis, was the predominant religion in that area. But yet there was a thriving, growing church. And they were constantly battling all of these elements that were very negative. So in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, and I'm reading from the NIV. Paul says, in addition to all of this, and he had named all the other parts of the armor of God, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. I think the NIV does a misjustice to this particular scripture in the way that it starts it. In the New King James Version, in the King James Version, and in many other versions, it uses the term above all. And you have to understand that Paul has just talked about the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the feet and the legs shod with the preparation of the gospel. And then he talks about the sword of the... But then he says, above all. And that word, that term, carries a connotation with it that this is more important than the others even. And there was a reason for that. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. So this shield that we're talking about is the shield of faith. It's by faith that you're pleasing to God. Absent of faith, you can't be pleasing to God. So Paul starts out, above all those others, because it's the faith that protects your salvation. It's faith that protects righteousness. It's faith that protects the gospel and protects you. So when you put on the breastplate of righteousness, you're putting your faith in the God of righteousness. When you pull on the shoes of the spread or the preparation of the gospel, you're showing that you're putting on faith in God of the gospel, the truth of the gospel, that girdle of truth that you wrap around. You're acknowledging by faith that there's no truth outside of God, because God is truth. It's the shield that protects all the other armor. It's out front. It's the first to come in contact with forces that would try to bowl you over and harm you if possible. When properly placed, verse 16 says that the shield will quench all. I love that word. All. A-L-L. All. How many is all? So that doesn't leave one straggler out there. It includes it. It says it will quench all of the fiery darts of the enemy. No matter how he tries to get to you, the shield of faith will take care of him. He can throw lies your way. He can throw jealousy your way, temptations your way. All of these things he's throwing at you, the shield of faith will absorb those. It will protect you from all of those fiery darts. So the devil has no strategy, no tactic, no device that can do away with the shield or do anything with the shield of faith that God has given us. There is no defeat to the shield of faith. It will quench all, A-L-L, the fiery darts of the enemy. A wounded soldier is not the same as a dead soldier. Okay? I'm letting that absorb. Because some of you were not ready for that. You were thinking about lunch. Satan has quite an arsenal. He has a quiver full of problems for you. When they hit their mark, and ever so often, we let our faith down and thump, kind of like the song, "Please, Mr. Custa, I don't want to go." Thump. And one of them slips through, out of his quiver, out of his arsenal. And you or I, when our faith is down, we can become a casualty. We can suffer some loss. But a wounded soldier is not the same as a dead soldier. You might know somebody that's here this morning, or somebody that's very close to you, that's a believer that's been hit. The faith was down for just a moment, and that arrow, that dart, came unexpectedly and punctured. And now they're down, they're hurt, they're wounded. And they're suffering. You might have somebody very close to you that is extremely wounded. What do we do now? We've got a Christian. We've got a friend. We've got a loved one. That just for a moment, for an instant, the faith came down. The arrow found its target. And now they're wounded. What do we do? What do you do? What does the church do? What do I do? Do we kick them while they're down and say, "You should have had more faith"? That's what you get. That's what you get. You know, If we're not careful, we're very quick to point fingers. Especially to somebody that's hurt. What are we going to do? We can't kick them to the side. Because every one of us sitting in this building, we've been right where they are. You've been wounded, I've been wounded. I've made mistakes. I've goofed up. I've sinned the same as you have. Even after I was full of the Holy Ghost, I have blown it big time. But I'm in good company because you have too. We all have. So what do? The best thing we can do is help them up. We leave no wounded behind. We help our wounded to a place where they can be healed. That first aid of compassion and understanding and forgiveness. Realizing that in our moment of need, perhaps somebody reached out to us. I remember at one of my lowest moments, a great, great friend put his arm around me and he said, you're not alone. We're walking with you. You've got an army that's all around you. And we'll make it. Wounded. And I'm going to close with this. Because I'm going to take up next week on the shield. Wounded does not mean can't be used. Wounded does not mean a loss of value. Wounded only means that we're going to fulfill our place. You know what this church is? This church is a hospital for sinners. Son, I love it. We're a place where those who are outcasts can come and be accepted. We're a place that those that are hurting can come and be healed. We're a place that isn't full of saints. We're full of wounded people that's gotten a little better. We're being healed in the name of Jesus. This is where people are healed, never kicked out, never put on the curb. We want people to get healthy in Jesus. Why do we do so much with VBS or missions or Halloween or young people in fine arts and all the other ministries? Because young people are struggling. You look around you today, it's tough out there. Used to be a program called Hill Street Blues. It was one of my favorites. But after they met together for a few minutes and they found out all the things that were going, before the duty sergeant would let them go, he'd say, be careful. It's dangerous out there. That's why we're here. Because those that have been caught in the danger, they can come and their shields can be fixed. That helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness can be repaired and put back in place. They can become strong and well. That's what's important about the shield. Bow your heads with me, would you please?